So we're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Mem Gimel. We're discussing which prohibitions one can transgress when saying Lashon Hara. Mem Gimel. V'chol zeh afilu shelo bevet ha-midrash. All the prohibitions we had learned thus far is even if you're saying, if one is saying Lashon Hara and he's not in a base medrash. Aval im yedaber Lashon Hara u'chilut bevet ha-midrash u'bevet ha-kneset. But if one is going to tell over slander Lashon Hara in a base medrash or in a shul, then he would also be in transgression of the commandment that we are commanded to have awe, to have fear, to have respect of Hashem in His holy places. Our base medrash is also called a mikdash, Hashem's holy place, as the halacha commentaries point out. But what does it mean, fear my temple? Fear my shul, fear my base medrash. What fear am I supposed to have of the base medrash? That, what it means is have fear of Hashem, whose presence is revealed there. You're in a base medrash, you're in a bet mikdash, so it should be reflected in how we behave. We have a halacha. You're not allowed to do accounting. You're not allowed to do business in shul. You guys know Nishtav Shabbos Karet, right? Nishtav Shabbos Karet is Yiddish, which means we shouldn't talk about this on Shabbos. So usually people say it, we shouldn't talk about this on Shabbos, and then they talk what they shouldn't be talking. I was very impressed. I referred someone to a real estate broker this week, and the broker came by on Shabbos, and he wished me good Shabbos, and then he said, "Thank you, Nishtav Shabbos Karet. We shouldn't talk about this on Shabbos." Turned around and walked out of shul. I was so impressed. Usually people say Nishtav Shabbos Karet, and then they go ahead and talk. There's an old joke about a guy who's standing in shul, and the guy standing next to him says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, but I hear your car is up for sale. How much are you asking for it?" And he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, $2,500. And he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, but that's a high price." So he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, but I'm willing to go down to 2,200. And he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, for 2,000, I'll take it." And he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I'll think about it." He comes back to him 5 minutes later and he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I'm willing to close on 2,200. So he says, "Nishtav Shabbos Karet, but it's sold already." You know, so, right, we're not supposed to talk about this on Shabbos. So this game, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, we shouldn't be talking about this on Shabbos. Okay, so don't, right? So you're not supposed to do business in shul. The only business we're allowed to do is business that pertains to a mitzvah. You're allowed to fundraise in shul. You're allowed to tell people, hey, you should be donating for the poor. You should be donating now. Purim is coming up. We should spend more money giving food to the poor than giving mishloach manos. That's a bigger mitzvah to give to the poor. Pesach is coming up. You're supposed to give a certain donation before Pesach to ensure that the poor can also have matzah eat on Pesach. It's called Ma'ot Chitim, Kimcha de Pischa. It has a few names, but that's what you're supposed to do. So we do fundraise for that in shul. That's okay. But we don't do other business in shul. Kegon kupa shel tzedakah v'chadome. We speak if we need to fill the charity box. We talk about that, but not other things. V'chol shken shasu b'em schok v'itul v'sicha b'tila. It's prohibited to talk in shul or beis medrash, to tell jokes, or something that's mocking someone, or pointless conversation. You're not allowed to do that in shul. Now, when we dedicate our shuls, we do it on condition. The condition makes it that our shuls have a lesser degree of holiness. That permits us, for example, to make a kiddush in shul. Technically, you're not allowed to make a kiddush in shul. You're not allowed to do circumcision in shul. Why do we do circumcisions in shul? We're lenient. Technically, go find a hole. Why do you do it in shul? We say, if everyone already came to shul to daven, so in order to save the public that extra exertion of going to a hall, we permit doing it in shul. But you're not allowed to call the public and say, "Come to shul for the bris." That's not permissible. You're supposed to get a hall for that. If everyone's there for shachris already, everyone came to daven, so now, as in, we say, instead of troubling everyone to go, we'll be lenient and permit doing a circumcision in shul. We don't use a shul for other activities. Shul is used for prayer. Shul is used for davening. We're not supposed to have idle chatter or anything else in shul. And making the condition wouldn't make it more lenient. The condition allows us to make a kiddush in shul, right? We do that. But it doesn't permit the other things. So certainly we wouldn't be allowed to talk lashon hara or slander because you're supposed to sense that Hashem is there. You know, why do we say matovu? You guys heard of matovu? Yes. Matovu alecha Yaakov. So what's the main point of matovu? You're supposed to say the words va'ani berov hastecha avo veitecha. Just as you're standing outside the door. Vani and I, Berov Chastecha, and your great kindness, Avo Beitecha, I'm coming to your house. You walk through the door, you bow towards the ark, and you say, Eshtachave Elechal Kodshecha V'Yiratecha. I bow before the representation of the housing of your holiness in awe of you, Hashem. Imagine that. You stand outside the door, and you actually think about what you're saying. Can you imagine that? You know, I once heard a joke. When do people run into shul? As the Chazan is saying, Ki vasus. The Chazan is at the end of Vaz Yashin, and he says, the horse is coming, right? The horse of Pharaoh is coming into the sea. So the Chazan is saying, the horse is coming, the guy comes charging through the door. No, you're supposed to come a little bit early before davening. And as you start matovu, outside shul, and when you reach the words, Vani berov chastecha vo veitecha, I come to your house out of your great kindness, then you walk through the doors. And then you look at the Aron HaKodesh and you say, Ishtachave lechal kodshecha b'yiratecha. Now we could walk into davening. And then we'd feel different. Hey, I'm in shul. So certainly we shouldn't be talking prohibited speech there. Levan mesur chamur atzmi, aside from its own prohibition to talk that. Uvazeshem deber mareh b'atzmo sheino ma'amin shekadosh b'chu yishreshinato b'vayit hazeh. And if a person allows himself to talk Lashon Hara there, what he's actually saying is, he's making a declaration. I don't believe God's here. He's saying, he's being brazen to talk in the king's house against the king's will, to talk in his presence. That way, obviously, he doesn't feel like Hashem is there. And in the footnote, he quotes the Zohar, on our Parsha, Parsha's Truma. The Zohar says like this, Man, what is man? Man means a person, also in Yiddish. A man. Man de ishtai, one who speaks. Beveikinishta, what is beikinishta? So be means house. Kinishta means gathering. Shul, what's Knesset? Knesset also means gathering. Knos, to gather. Now you guys should know, there's a song they're going to start singing here. Now Rosh Chodesh. What does Esther say to Mordechai? Lech kinos et kol ha-yudim. Go gather all the Jews, unite them. So Beit Knesset, the house which is supposed to gather us all into unity. Right? That's why it's called Knesset. Beit Knesht, the house of gathering. He who speaks in the shul. Milin dechol, words that are mundane. Vai lei, woe to him. Da achaze peruda. Vai lei de garame manuta. Vai lei vechulu. Woe to him, the Tzar goes on with Kabbalistic ideas why it's woe to him. The achzei da'alet elah velo ishtakach taman. What he's showing is there is no God, he's not there in shul. Velet lechul kabei velo tachil mine. He says, I have no portion in Hashem. A person's making a declaration, he has no fear of Hashem. Ve'ani kalana b'tikuna ilah dileila. And etc. The Tzar goes into disgraceful things that such an action reflects. Okay, so that's point one. You guys want to go on to point two, or we'll leave that for Thursday? Okay, so what we learned today was that in a base medrash, we have the obligation of mikdashi tirau, and so it's more severe where when one would speak Lashon Hara in a shul or in a base medrash, because he's supposed to act in a manner that reflects a recognition that Hashem is there.